Dean, well-known phrase is good things come to those who wait. Worth the wait?
Yeah, definitely. Look, it's for us, it's about points, and that's what today was about. If we got the performance on top, that would have been a bonus, and the lads ground something out. And I thought first half we'd a better team. Second half, if I'm honest, they probably had the better of it.
Yeah, they were fighting for their lives, of course, and it did show.
Yeah, as you said, they're fighting for their lives. It's going to be tough. Obviously, Lowy had a bit of a blast after their performance on Tuesday night in the week, and obviously asked for a reaction, and they gave it that. And obviously, it was difficult for us. And obviously, when you got somebody with the presence of Hansen up top, it's always going to be difficult. And obviously, a lot of balls coming into our box, and obviously, we done okay.
Well, was patience the key in this game, especially with the crowd as well? You know, they were patient as well.
Yeah, it was a little bit edgy, and you could sense that second half. We got into good areas second half. The final ball not good enough, or people just passing up the opportunity to have a shot. And I think maybe it's just a little bit of confidence. But obviously we can draw on that. Obviously we kept going. I mean, it's an on goal, but we take it. We needed something, and being on goal or going off somebody's backside, it's all that counts.
Yeah, exactly. You don't care how it comes at the end of the season. It's where you are in the table right now.
Yeah, definitely. As you said, it doesn't matter where it comes from. The lads kept hunging down there. Obviously, Robbo pulled a great save off in the first 2 minutes from a corner, and obviously, he'd done his job. And obviously, to keep a clean sheet, we're over the moon with that.
Yeah, he's been. I know you've only just arrived yourself, but he's been one of the high spots of this season, and he showed it today with his saves.
Yeah, as you said, obviously for him, he's obviously only a young lad in goalkeeper terms, and obviously within the first, I think, minute and a half, he's pulled a great save off a corner again. So it could have been quite easy for him to be just taking everything in, but no, he showed a great mental strength, and obviously a great save. But obviously, the few other ones in the second half, he done well.
You mentioned mental strength there. How key is that for this run in that everybody's switched on?
It's massive. It's not, as I said, it's not about performance for us. No, it's about getting points, and obviously they've trained well this week. They've been bright, they've been sharp, and they moved the ball well, and obviously we'd hope that would have gone out into the performance. It did in the patches, but as I said, it was a bit about mental side of just keep being in there, keep working hard, keep trying to grind something out, and obviously, as we said, an own goal, and we'll take it.
Yeah, every side needs a little bit of luck. You got that with the own goal, and Portsmouth got a late equaliser at Rochdale, which helps.
Yeah, as you said, obviously all them little things help, but obviously we're only concerned about ourselves, and from the day I walked for the door, it was always in our hands, and it's still in our hands, and that's all we want. We want to be able to control it.
Is there any sort of, it's more a long-term concern, but about the lack of goals from your players?
Yeah, as I said, I think it's a confidence thing. We got into decent areas. I mean, Justin had a good strike for first half, and John Murphy's pulled a great save off on his near post. Second half, we got into some good areas. Julian just didn't move his feet quick enough, and obviously Joe came out and smothered him. As I said, decent areas. Obviously, final ball kind of let us down, but as we put the ball in the right areas, we found out for the on goal.